Hi guys, how y'all doing? Welcome to Scripted Voices. In today's episode, we will be narrating Julian. Sit tight, relax, grab a coffee, and enjoy.
It was clear now. I was his, and he was mine. The tension between us in the room said it all. The constant glares and soul ache to touch each other. We were lost in each other's eyes. How I managed to speak to strangers on my own graduation party was still a mystery to me. At the back of my mind, it was him. All my thoughts were on him. It was indeed a perfect day and a perfect life. But isn't karma a bitch? Be happy, but not too happy, right? My heart sank when I saw Angel talking to a familiar figure. They walked towards me. How could she? How could she invite him here? Today, at my party, that she insisted we have. "Jean, look who's here," she said enthusiastically. "Julian," I hissed. "Been blowing up your phone for the past few weeks. Lucky I still had Angel's," he said. "Will you excuse us for a second?" I walked away with him to the rooftop. What was he doing here? Is this his revenge for sending him to a psychiatric ward after he cheated on me? I mean, you have to be crazy to cheat on me, right? Whatever he said, I didn't hear any of it. I was too absorbed in my own worries. I felt a sharp pain at the back of my head. I was pinned to a wall. "Who the fuck do you think you are?" Those words flew out of his mouth. Before I retaliated, Clinton came to my rescue. He was immediately sent back to the ward after I called the hospital. Julian was my first love, but he broke me, so I broke him, and I ain't sorry. I ain't.
Hey guys, thank you for tuning in. I hope you liked the story. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe for a shout out, and follow for more juicy episodes. See you in the next one. Bye.